Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
All ahead. This is Vince Colonnais. I'm with Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Yes, whether you want it to be or not, you will be getting together with family, with loved ones on Thanksgiving. It's an all-American holiday. It's not religious. Regardless of your religion, no matter where you came from, you come to this country, you participate in Thanksgiving. And the key to a good Thanksgiving is the turkey. So here to discuss that with us is Gwen Carlisle. Gwen, good morning. You're a butterball turkey expert. Boy, did you ever think that's where you were going to wind up in life?
That's pretty cool.
Not really, but I do have a food science degree, so maybe it's not as far-fetched as I might think. But
there
yeah.
you go. So little kids all around across the country going, I want to be a butterball turkey expert.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know if my kids feel that way, but maybe.
Oh, I bet you they do when they eat that turkey. So my question to you is, I have never made a full turkey. I've never done it. I don't foresee that happening in my future, but you never know. What is the biggest mistake people make when it comes to cooking the bird?
I think not even cooking it per se, but thawing it. That's our number one question. Honestly, people call and they're like, when do I start thawing my turkey? Because people wake up on Thanksgiving thinking, you know, if they bought it the day ahead, that they can just throw it in the oven. But if you've got a 20-pound bird, that's going to take about 5 days to thaw in the refrigerator. So we just try to prep people and get them ready. Just leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday, we start getting really busy about the Thursday or so before Thanksgiving. That's kind of what we consider Thaw Thursday, where people can call in and they say, when do I start taking my turkey? And I say, you take it out today. Just get started today, because that will make your Thanksgiving wonderful if you can actually have a thawed turkey when you wake up on Thanksgiving morning to put in the oven.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving morning.
What if you're trying to do like sort of a combination? I know some people brine their turkey in water. How long, like ahead of cooking it, should you do that? Should you make it like a combo thaw and brine?
Yeah, you can. You know what? Actually, you do want to thaw it before you brine it, because if the meat is frozen, it can't absorb the extra liquid that you're brining it in. So you do want to make sure that you use the thaw schedule, and then you can brine it like the day before. So a lot of people love to do what we consider like a wet brine, where you put it in a huge vat of, you know, either flavored liquid water, or you can just use salt and water. But then there's some people that do a dry brine, where they actually just rub the salt and the seasonings on the skin and bake it like that. So we've had a lot of questions about that this year, so that must be something that's kind of, going around and is popular this year.
Yeah, so. People, it's an advanced move. People are moving on from simple baking. They're adding brining to the experience. The big risk that everyone talks about every year is needing to thaw that turkey and not sticking it in the fryer. That's the big one.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that call about frying the turkey. I think people are just looking for something else to do at this point in time. So frying a turkey is a big deal, grilling, smoking. But yeah, for frying, I always tell people, top two tips, make sure, number one, it's thawed. Super important. Number two, make sure that all the liquid is out of the turkey. So drain it really well. Make sure you pat it dry, because obviously oil and water don't mix, and oil and hot oil and water really don't mix. So you want to just be careful.
Now, all right, so I saw something online about whether to wash the turkey or not wash the turkey once you bring it home and it's thawed. Do you wash it or do you not wash it?
You don't have to wash it. I know a lot of people, when it thaws, there's some liquid that comes out of the turkey that's in the bag and stuff. So people see that and they automatically think, oh, I need to wash this, I need to rinse it out or whatever. You don't have to. The turkey, once it's processed, is actually cleaned very well before it's bagged and shipped. So I always tell people, you really shouldn't, because the more more you have those raw turkey juices kind of floating around your kitchen and in your sink and all over, you know, you have more cross-contamination. So I say, just drain it out and just pat it dry and get it ready to roast. But you don't need to wash the bird. I know my mom, she still washes it. I always tell her, I'm like, Mom, you don't have to do that. But she does it anyway. So, you know, everybody's got their own preference, but we don't necessarily recommend it.
You're the expert. How can she tell you no? You're the expert.
I know. You know, Mom's going to do what Mom's going to do.
By the way, isn't that like very, very telling about the relationship between your parents and your children? Even if you get to expert level, they don't even care. They're like, no, I'm washing it.
Sorry, honey. This is how I've always done it. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm not here to change anybody. So I'm just here to give some tips.
All right. They're old school. You put the stuffing in the bird to cook. And then new school is you don't, because I don't know why, but you can't do that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people think that stuffing the bird is like, I don't know, it's gotten kind of like a bad reputation. But honestly, you can stuff the turkey. I don't know if it's just people, you know, more of this younger age group think that you want to do it in a casserole dish or it's safer or something. But if you do stuff the turkey, which is totally fine, just make sure you don't, like, pack it in there really tight, because you want to make sure it can cook properly. And then just make sure the center of the stuffing is the same temperature as the breast meat. So you want to make sure the center is, like, 165, and so is the breast meat, because you want to make sure, obviously, that it's cooked thoroughly for food safety purposes. But if you want to do it in a casserole dish, you know, you can do it on the side, too. It's just, I think it's more of a personal preference. But yeah, for some reason, it's kind of gotten a bad rap. So I don't know. It's safe to do it either way.
You mentioned cooking thoroughly, and here's the real balance. I think regardless of preparation or anything else, the trick on Thanksgiving Day is cooking the turkey just enough that it's still juicy, but not so much that you've lost all the moisture. How do you get there?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we talk about a lot. Like, how do you just roast a turkey? People are concerned, obviously, with the turkey being dry. And I always tell people the only reason a turkey is dry is because it's overcooked. You know, whether you do a moist heat method and you do it in the oven bags or you do it in a roasting pan open, the reason a turkey dries out is because it's actually overcooked to a certain temperature. So 165 is the safe food temperature in the breast meat. So the deepest part, you should insert a thermometer, which, by the way, we love when people use thermometers, because that's the way that you know it's done. And then if you can insert it into the deepest part of the thigh, that should be like 175 to 180. And you just want to get that muscle of the turkey, you know, cooked a little bit more thoroughly. It's food safe at 165, but you wouldn't like the texture of it. So we always tell people, you got to get that thigh up to a little bit of a higher temperature to tenderize that meat, and you'll like it a lot better.
All right, now, let's go to the fun stuff. You must get the best calls to the hotline, people calling. Hey, what are the ones that you guys talk about at the end of the day? You put your headsets down after you answer the phone, you go, can you believe that?
We get a lot of peculiar calls. The one I particularly remember is I was talking to this lady, and she decided to thaw her turkeys on the back deck because she lived in, like, Michigan or something. And I was like, oh, terrible idea, number one, because we really don't want you to thaw your turkey anywhere but in the refrigerator or in a cold water bath. So she decided it was cold enough that she was going to leave it on the deck. And apparently overnight, the neighborhood cats or something got into the turkey and just chewed through the package and left some nice bite marks. And she was asking me if she could trim it off to still serve the turkey to her guests. And I was like, oh my goodness. She wanted me to tell her it was okay. And I'm like, listen, I don't know who these cats are or who these people are in your turkey, but I am not going to okay that for you. So she reluctantly, I think, bought some new turkeys, but she wasn't happy about it.
Last one on this. Are you trained in consoling people when they burn their turkeys into flaming embers?
You know, it's funny. We do talk to a lot of people that, like I say, just getting into some peculiar predicaments. And so we always hate the calls where people have, like, left it in their car or in the trunk, or they left it on the counter tonight. Or it's just, like, the worst feeling because, you know, you just feel for them. They bought this turkey, and they're trying to be prepared. And they make, like, this sort of fatal mistake, and it's just not food safe anymore, and they really need to throw it away. And you just feel terrible. You just feel awful. So, yeah, I do feel like I do some therapy work.
Well, I think I suspect you're really good at it because you've made us more joyful this morning already. Thank you. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. By the way, if you would like to reach Gwen, you can reach her and all of her friends at 1-800-BUTTERBALL with all of your turkey tips.
And you know what? You can also text us, too, just real quick, 844-877-3456 if you guys want to text us, too.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.